Now, this gentleman we have on air was in the cave last week, and he hung out with us. We talked about the hardcore scene and everything that he's doing, some upcoming shows. Eddie, welcome back to the cave, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. I hope my reception stays as I sit in the back of the bus here. We're in the middle of Maryland and Virginia, driving north, so I'm worried the reception might go out.
Hey, if it goes out, then you know what? We'll deal with it. We'll deal with whatever it is, man. But I'm glad you're here.
Sounds
again.
Good. Let's talk shop.
Yeah. So listen, so the Super Bowl was decided this past weekend. We have the L.A., Rams?
L.A. Rams versus the New England Patriots.
now a lot...
53.
Yeah, no, dude, it's crazy, right? I mean, and a lot of these people are like... You know, they're so sick of the Patriots and everything that has to do with them. But they did it again, and congratulations to them.
Yeah, you can't deny the consistency of the New England Patriots making it to the big game. But as much as people tout Brady, Tom Brady is not that great of a quarterback in the Super Bowl.
No.
He's lost just as many games as he's won, and simply the GOAT falls normally to the defense of the New England Patriots, hence the reason where they are in a difficult position despite their favorite within this battle with the Los Angeles Rams.
Exactly, man. And you know what? And that's the truth, man. You put a little pressure on Brady, and we're talking about he folds. In my opinion, he folds, you know?
Well, each year we age. You know, each year we're a little slower. We're a little weaker than we were before. Despite the wisdom that you gain, it takes a team. Tom Brady cannot take the Super Bowl on his own shoulders.
No way, man.
So let's talk about who I think is the true value of Super Bowl 53, and that's the Los Angeles Rams.
Right now, they came out. Now, my opinion, they came out of nowhere. Now, they were.
I beg to differ. I've been following them for 2 years before this season. I've watched this team become a perennial. In fact, they've not lost to the AFC this year at all in AFC conference games that they played. This team has been a 12-game winning team for the last 3 years.
That's true.
They've just been waiting for their chance, and they're at the door right now.
So what do you think? I mean, if there were no odds, Patriots versus the Rams, who's going to win without any spread?
Well, without any spread, I still feel Los Angeles Rams can do it. But the fact that the Patriots at this current line are giving away 2.5 points, meaning they have to score a field goal or better to win outright the bet with a point spread.
Right.
You're giving the Rams 2.5 points. With those 2.5 points, I think you got a winner. Even if they lost 27-29, they still win with the point spread.
Right.
And I feel that's going to be the hit. And if anybody's a betting person out there and they make that bet, you could also look at the over-under. If you could find an over 57 line, I think there's going to be 58 or more points scored in this game as well. Easy. The losing team will have 28 points
or more. So.
The winning team will have much more. I see over 60 points being scored in this game easy.
I think so too, man. Which brings me to my next question. What do you think? Like, I think the Saints got fucked, and it's all over the news, and whatever happened, but it's kind of crazy. I mean, I was kind of rooting for Drew Brees and the guys, and then they got screwed at the end with a non-call. And now they're not in the Super Bowl. I think that would have made a hell of a difference. What do you think?
Well, it's crazy to see your whole season ride on a call that makes everything fall apart in the end. I really don't have much of an answer towards it. It's just those tough breaks. I'm sure you'll be talking about the game for years, but... You know, Drew Brees has always seemed to just fall short every year. He's a great quarterback. I think he's a much better quarterback than Tom Brady, but there's just something about the tandem of Edelman.
Being, oh, my God.
Just being the key go-to guy, as well as tight ends like Gronkowski, you can just carry that team, move that chain all fucking day. But at the end of the day, the defense has to hold the other team down to a certain amount of points.
Yeah, you're right.
And eat that clock up at the same time. It takes a large team. That's why football teams are twice as staffed as a baseball team's roster. You know?
Yeah, and you're right with the Patriots, man. You know, it doesn't matter what the deficit is. You know, if Tom Brady has the ball in his hand as a last possession, you know there's always a great chance.
Goff is just as talented of a quarterback as Brady is right now. Todd Gurley in the backfield, I've watched this player since he was with the Indianapolis Colts. He's a workhorse. He's just going to eat those yards all day. Goff can throw to key players. He can move the chain just as much as the Patriots. I just feel that the momentum's on their side. Whether you give them points or not, they're going to be the champions of Super Bowl 53. End of story. How about that?
I agree, man. And I'll be rooting for them only because I can't stand the Patriots. But, I mean, and I'm a Giants fan, and we faced them 2 times in the Super Bowl. We beat them 2 times. The Eagles faced them, you know. The NFC last year, the Eagles faced them. They beat them. And now, hey, the only thing we can do is root for the Chargers and see what happens. And I will be rooting for them. And,
hey, if the New England Patriots win the championship, more power to them. My hat's off to them.
Oh, yeah.
But I put my money on the Rams.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. So with the odds at the Patriots have 2.5 right now, so who would you do? If you were to go right now and bet on all those NJ, you know, the sites that you can do that, what would you do right now? What would you be?
Well, you know, as far as like my $50 bet going with the Rams to win and with the points, I would like to buy an over 57 along with that win as a parlay, trying to make a few extra bucks with another $10 bid. I'll be riding $60 on this Super Bowl. So I'll have the $50 straight bet with the Rams plus 2.5 points, and I'll bet 57 over along with the win as a parlay. Try to double, triple the $10 bet.
There you go. See, now you sound like a seasoned veteran when it comes to all these bets and stuff like that. Me, I don't even know where to start.
I grew up with the old-fashioned football cards that the bookies used to have. You know, all you had to do was, like, pick four, you know, three, ten games on the card. And if you picked all of them, you know, you won a certain amount of money. It was always a long shot, but I always found it challenging. I always found myself doing 2 out of 3 teams, you know, and always just coming up short that one game. You know what I mean? So you keep going back. Hey, you know, it's like, what are we betting on here? We're only betting a few bucks, no more than $10 a card.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
It's the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? But whatever you do at the end of the year, you know, you kind of make that, you know, positive bet to try to close the year.
Hell yeah.
Above.
Yeah, you know? Shit. Yeah, totally.
I mean, do I bet a lot? No. But, you know, picking a few games each week and stuff, I've been up $120. If I lose a Super Bowl bet, I still won a few bucks this year.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of, you know, to me it's fun. It keeps me interested in the whole league. You know, I'm not out there betting the house and doing silly things like that.
Good,
just
man.
Trying to have fun,
dude. And that's I think that's what it's about: having fun, not spending and losing your house or car.
I was just raised a sports fan. It's kind of like being able to have bragging rights with your boys and stuff. Yeah, you know, I picked the Super Bowl winner 4 out of the last 5 years. You know,
oh, that's awesome.
Rah, rah, rah.
You know
what I mean? So.
So you're going with the Chargers.
His children. Go ahead.
Straight up, Chargers.
Straight up Rams.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Rams. Yeah,
that's
straight
okay.
up Rams. Yeah. Fucking awesome. Dude, and that's really cool, man. And you know what? I've never done this online betting thing, but after hearing what you have to say, I may sign up. You know?
Well, you know.
It's new in Jersey.
You know, sportsbook is very close to being legalized in other states around the nation nowadays, you know, and there are guys out there that predict games that actually make a living, you know, providing that information to others, you know.
Yeah.
Eddie Leeway's sports desk, you know.
Yeah.
Be pretty funny, right?
I'd subscribe. Yeah. I subscribe.
I could suggest what the latest up and coming CD is coming out, as well as you know, pick you a couple of winners in the NL East.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
A little crazy.
It's good stuff, man.
Crazy.
So that's awesome. So you know what? I may sign up for that stuff tomorrow when it comes to the New Jersey betting, which just became legal about 6 or 7 months ago. I think that's awesome. So I'm going to go Rams, and I'm gonna take your bet, whatever it is. I'm going to go with it because, you know what? You seem like you know what's going on. You understand.
I'm pretty confident with it. Plus, they're getting a few points. They're going to keep it close at worst-case scenario. I really feel that they're going to edge this out. You can't feel that confident with a Patriots team that's lost just as many Super Bowls as it's won.
Yeah,
you know, Belichick is just as vulnerable when it comes to the big game than he is a prolific head coach.
I agree.
I don't see them humiliating the Rams one bit. And in fact, when the Rams won their last Super Bowl, you know, behind Kurt Warner, they won it in the last quarter. In the winning drive.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You're 100% right. So, you know,
obviously that was a long time ago on a much different team, but I still believe this team has worked their way to be where they are someday, and they're going to be champions.
I do too, man. And I'll be rooting 100% for the Rams. I'm not a Patriots guy, but it doesn't matter. I always root for the one team in the Super Bowl, and this year it is the Rams, 100%.
This is, you know, if you're going to wager on sports, you can't play with favoritism. You have to go with the realities of things. I just think the money is much more favorable to be with the Rams. It's as simple as that.
I agree, man. So listen, now I appreciate you calling in. I mean, you were here last week. It was a great time. It was a great time, man. And then now here you are tonight calling in with your Super Bowl picks, man. I appreciate it. I'm going to take your picks to heart, and I'm going to do that tomorrow. I really am. And I need you to do me a favor. Can you do me a favor? The Wednesday after the Super Bowl, I need you to call in one more time, and we'll talk about it. All right?
I'll be around. I'll be in town.
Fucking awesome, man.
So yeah, hopefully I won't have the safe days. Hopefully I can come on, you know, come on a winner. But like I said, I stand by my bet.
And that's exactly awesome, man. Now Leeway NYC, they have a couple shows coming up. They got a show at Stanhope House. You got a brand new song out, man. It's absolutely awesome. We played it here.
Yeah, I wish the video was out, but it'll be out soon.
Well, good. And when it comes out, I'll promote the shit out of it the way it should be, because the song itself is absolutely awesome, and we're going to play it right now. And, Eddie, thank you so much for back-to-back weeks here on the Metallic Cave, man. It's an honor.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good night. I'll be hitting my vape pen in spirit at 8 p.m. when y'all do your shot.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah, in about 15 minutes, we're going to be doing the shot heard around the world, and we're going to do it to Eddie tonight. All right, brother?
All right, sounds good. Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you Wednesday.
All right, thanks, Eddie. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll talk then.
Yeah, you got it. Bye-bye. All right, Eddie Sutton there, Leeway NYC. They got a couple shows coming up. One of them is at the Stanhope House in February. I'm looking forward to that show. If you can be there, I'll be there. So check it out. Here is Leeway's brand new track. I'm your pusher on the Metallic Cave, thatmetalstation.com.
Non-stop music.
All about the music.
Your station. Metal.